The latter part of the Brown University talk, we don't seem to have the first part of that talk.
Religious institution, I mean institution, not institution, I mean through various, I don't know. Now my English is so poor, I could not express well. I apologize. So you see, through various, I mean, various people, I mean, who are believe importance of compassion, these things. Now they must, I mean, they must look or they must carry the more responsibility on the human society's problem. The sincere and what do you call the honest people must more involved in the political field as well as in other fields which is related with human society. And those, I mean, honest and some what do you call the real sincere people, they sometimes, you see, avoid. They make themselves distance from certain worldly, you see, problems, or like politics. It is, I think, very sad. Then, you see, there's no alternative, but you see, these things go into certain people's hand. Now, they, if you see, I mean, so, I strongly believe that politician must be a religious-minded. The religious people should be involved in politics. Again, not religious, the type of people who are strongly attachment to their own religion, then that also dangerous. But you see, real, I mean, sincere, unbiased, you see, open-minded, I mean, sincere people are. Now, we need that kind of people. So, you see, due to my own ignorance, but sometimes I feel the certain problem may be better by people, on the level of people, rather than top officials. Like, you see, I mean, certain countries with problems, I mean, to each other. If when we talk to people, then the people understand their neighbor quite well. And they regard their neighbor as their brothers, as their sisters. But on top, you see, people making different kind of names and different color, and they read something different. Then, you see, that sort of attitude, instead of solving, it creates more problem, more barrier. So, this is the indication, something lacking, something human understanding is lacking. So now, another word, this, I mean, 20th century, 1979, in material sense, in material progress, in the science and the technology field, we achieve a lot. But still, we are lacking here, something here. We are empty here. Warm feeling. If we lose this sort of, you see, real human feeling, then why use this? I mean, there's not much use about wealth, about, you see, nice house, nice country, not much value. If we have a real warm feeling here, then even, I mean, poor condition externally, I mean, materially, poor condition, you can feel, you can enjoy much, much more, I think. So this, this does not mean I am not interested or disrespect the material progress. I myself very much like, I mean, the scientist works and these missions. From my childhood, I'm very much fond about missions, these things. It's something very important, very useful for human society. At the same time, we should not lose our, you see, human value or human dignity. The missions are our instrument, not human being for, I mean, sorry, not, sorry. Not human being for missions. So you see, as I mentioned earlier, the real human understand on the basis of clear understand of equality, clear on the basis of love, compassion. This is, I think, not just a kasore.
It's not just a religious topic or a talk, but it's something that we need in a modern society.
I'm not saying the people must believe certain philosophical things. Whether you believe deeper thing or not, something different matter. That's your own business. But the thing is, necessary thing is, we must, we must respect kindness. With that, we must practice, we must implement the kindness. Now, for example, if I show other people the kindness, sincerity, other people also, from their side also, automatically showing some, you see, gentle attitude and kindness. Some sort of, you see, exchanging kindness. That is very nice. Then, in some cases, once you yourself are showing that sort of, you see, attitude, then other people, at the beginning, may certain, you see, different attitude, but gradually, it also cool down. If from my side, some, you see, the wrong attitude, wrong, what you call, some attitude which create other people to irritation, then the effect is from other side also the same attitude, result fighting. I mean, no solution, but a fight, a quarrel, verbal quarrel or physical quarrel, that is the only alternative, that is the only result, no use. So now kindness and love, this is, I think, we human society is more or less based on that thing. Without moral principle, we human society could not survive, I feel. Whether you're religious, whether you believe or non-believer, that doesn't matter. That's a different thing, different question. But our very nature of our society is based on love. So as a conclusion is, without inner peace, you cannot achieve worldwide peace. So everything depends on inner peace or inner love. So this is my... So now second part, there are some technical words, necessary. So my English is complete failure, complete useless. So I rely on my friend.
I want to explain something about actions or karma and their effects. As I just explained, pleasure and pain come from one's own former actions.
So
thus, it's easy to explain about karma. You can do it in a very short sentence. If you act well, you will be happy. If you don't act well, you will undergo a lot of pain. Now, karma means actions. From the point of view of the means by which actions are done, there are physical, verbal, and mental actions. And from the point of view of the effects of actions, there are virtuous, non-virtuous, and neutral actions. And then in terms of time, there are two types of actions, one being at the time when one is thinking about the action, is engaged in building up one's motivation, and the other at the time when the action actually is performed.
That example is shown in the For
instance, based on a motivation, I am now speaking and accumulating a verbal action.
And also, with you see this, my hand gesture. Also, you see physical action also coming. So now here, this action and this verbal action become good or bad, mainly based on my own motivation. If I speak, and actions come through, you see, good motivation, that is sincere and respect other and love. From that motivation, if these things come, then these actions are good, become good action, virtuous. If I act or speak with motivation such that some sort of pride, and some sort of hatred, or wanting to criticize some others, that sort of feeling, then these verbal actions and physical actions become unvirtuous. Mm-hmm. Right.
Unvirtuous
action. So you see, the language
therefore, these karma is something that's being done all the time.
Uh-huh. Now you see, immediate result in something like this, due to my sincere. I don't know how much I'm sincere. I don't know myself, but I hope I try sincere and open. You see, through that motivation, I say something. With that, they hear some certain kind of atmosphere created here. That is immediate result. Now, with sincere motivation and certain actions created the nice and friendly atmosphere is here. Now, that is immediate result. And also, at least your audience get some rest, some laughing. Some rest. That also, good kasuri, good production, right?
Good result.
Good result. Now like that. So now at the same time, now this sort of action, kasuri, imprint so ta ne lekani ya pasasha.
And this action makes an imprint on my own mind.
Ta diki mamu balia ta ne tido yonya di mamu balta diki mamu be tido ta di ta.
And this produces or induces pleasure and pain for me in the future.
So from this viewpoint, we Buddhists believe, and Buddha also, Buddha's teaching says like this, you are your own master. Everything depends on yourself. That means the pains and happiness come through action, virtuous and non-virtuous action. Virtuous action and non-virtuous action created by yourself. These actions not come from outside, but due to your own kasuri, within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So this sort of practice, this sort of philosophy or theory is in daily life very useful. So now, once you believe these sort of the karmic reaction, then whether there is external policeman or not, you yourself always be alert and check or examine yourself. If there is something, it seems I think here because of jewelry or something, jewelry sort of.
Jewelry factory.
I think. In any case now, you see, for example, there is some, the precious thing is there. There's nobody. If you believe this sort of, doctrine, then though there's nobody, you can easily take. But because whole responsibility relying on yourself, so no difference other people whether kasore, no one kasore, shena mashini.
Whether they know it or not.
That is not kasore, not effect. But thing is, if you did, you will face the problem. So because of that reason, despite the no person here, you may not touch. But if without this sort of doctrine, right, that is
this sort of attitude.
Otherwise, despite the checks and these all the modern missions, still the certain people can manage. Like you said, terrorism. Despite all these checks, all these modern missions, modern equipments, checking, yet sometimes they can manage. Sujogi tapshi check jadi sha subas digiti yare. Pajori midi telegram subas digiman.
We have many sophisticated techniques for checking others, but the others have even more sophisticated techniques for penetrating.
So you see, here you see, things are depend on inner, you see, self-control, self-examination, self-control. It's the best way. On the regarding takasuri, when ta chizo na loliya, shidi yon yada chizo na loliya, criminal man yas.
For the peace of the society in general, and so that there wouldn't be criminals.
You see, the main thing is self-control, you see, self-examination. Now here, this theory is something very useful in this respect. So that debut channel, that led this time, debulia and debulia mongo shen.
Now in terms of the effects of actions, there are many different types that are explained.
Led tiki namingi debus chen.
There are many types of effects that are and types of sufferings and so forth that are called effects of fruition. For instance, if one is born in a bad migration as, say, an animal, this would be an effect which is a fruition. And then even if one was reborn as a human after that, One could have a short lifetime, this being an effect which accords with the cause, one's own commission of murder. And then also there are effects that accord with the causes in the sense of the activity, such as one's going out again and naturally wanting to commit murder. It comes from thinking about the humankind itself. As I said before, this does not depend on any religious system. The kindness of parents to their children doesn't come because they were taught to do so.
Thank you very much. Thank you.